The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever that they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor at synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, 'Rabbi.' As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and all of you are brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Jesus tells us, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Humility is the most important virtue in the spiritual life. Now, don't misunderstand. Humility is not the greatest virtue in the spiritual life. The greatest virtue in the spiritual life is charity, but humility is the most important virtue in the spiritual life, for the simple reason that without humility, no other virtue can survive. Imagine your soul as being like a little newborn nursing baby. Humility is like mama's milk. You're dependent on God for every moment, for the entirety of your relationship with Him, and humility keeps that relationship alive. Of course, the entire spiritual life is a relationship. I think very often people forget that. Very often people think that the spiritual life is an endeavor of keeping a bunch of rules, and if you keep all the rules, God rewards you in the end with heaven. But no, it's a relationship. And what's the goal of any relationship? It's union, oneness, togetherness, the entire purpose for which you were created is an intimate love union with God. And would you believe that God's dearest wish is to have an intimate, deep love union with you? But no union is possible without humility, because humility is self-forgetfulness. And relationships thrive on self-forgetfulness. You know, you look at these Hollywood marriages, and they're always in and out of marriage. It's like serial polygamy. They just keep getting married and remarried. You ever wonder why that is? It's because you can't have a union when there's two big egos. Heck, you can't even have a union when there's one big ego. What do you need to have a union? What do you need to have a relationship? You need self-forgetfulness and humility. Is self-forgetfulness. A lot of people think humility means thinking you're the worst, I'm the dumbest, I'm just a fistful of mud on the bottom of my shoe. Humility doesn't mean that. Very long story, very short. Humility means not thinking you're the worst. It means not thinking about yourself at all. That's what makes relationships thrive. That's why we need humility. So here's the $64 question. What does it take to grow in humility? Well, if you haven't figured that out already, you know it ain't easy. You don't just wake up in the morning and just decide, I'm going to be more humble today. It doesn't work like that. However, the saints give us dozens of practical tips, really actionable small things we can do to help ourselves grow in humility. Let me give you just one this morning, okay? Just one. Practice deliberate silence. This comes from St. Bernard of Clairvaux, by the way. St. Bernard of Clairvaux, and frequently commented on by Mother Teresa of Calcutta. So them some pretty good sources there. practice deliberate silence. Here's what I mean by that. It doesn't mean not saying anything. But it does mean frequently keeping your mouth shut. What's it mean, practice deliberate silence? Ask yourself. Do you frequently interrupt other people while they're speaking? Finish their sentences for them? Do you offer your opinion on matters when nobody asked for your opinion? Or your duty and your state of life doesn't demand that you offer it? Do you look upon every conversation that you get into as an argument, as though it were a contest which must be won? Or do you turn every conversation into a soliloquy, frequently and always talking about yourself and using the word I? Do you find that you just can't wait for other people to stop talking so that you can start talking, as though they have nothing to offer and you have everything to say? All of those are manifestations of pride. All of those are times in which we practice deliberate silence. Now, it's a little bit of a skill, it's a little bit of a habit, but you get into it. And one of the rewards is greater humility. You know, you walk away from a conversation and you say to yourself, boy, that person was a good listener. You don't know what made them a good listener? They know about Bernard of Clairvaux. They know about practicing deliberate silence. A good listener practices humility because he knows that no matter who the person is he's talking to, everybody has some wisdom to offer. And everybody has some knowledge that we don't have. Try it. Find it to be very, very rewarding and a surprising source of humility. Padre Pio once said that the slightest ounce of humility is worth more than all the honors and all the world put together. So just one tiny little thought for you here this morning. Humility is not meant to make you sad. It's actually about joy, just like Lent itself. That's why Christ our Lord told us, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Amen.